Scott and Glenn.
Back with you. St. Patrick's Day.
God. Sorry about that. You blow my ears off every time you do that.
Well, what a way to start a show here. Wednesday, March 6th.
What is it? March 17th.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, St. Patty's Day.
2021. 18 coming up on 19 minutes past the hour. We're still on the search for Marion's favorite donut. What is it? 740-383-9944. We've had a lot of guesses. Jelly filled, cake with sprinkles on
cooler.
Coolers, Long John's glazed, vanilla cream with white or chocolate frosting on top. Or
Bavarian.
Bavarian. We don't have the answer yet. 740-383-9944. An hour to go. Marion's favorite donut. But Glenn, you have some interesting information you'd like to pass along.
Terry Klein.
Oh, you just blew my ear.
Terry Klein called and gave us the full up-to-date stuff on Don Quigley, who was a colonel. And we're not quite sure whether he's a lieutenant colonel or a full bird, but he was a colonel. He is being buried in the new section of the Marion Cemetery, which is behind the memorial at 1 o'clock today. And yes, there is going to be a flyover. So
there is.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. Even Channel 6 is going to come up and cover it. So it's, he was a member of the Flying Tigers. And I don't know if you, they were highly regarded when I was a young person. If you knew anybody that was a Flying Tiger, you were somebody. And apparently he was a member of, 7201, the what is it called? The Legion 7201, is that right? Anyway,
American Legion.
American Legion.
Yes.
So, and he was Boyd Bourne Funeral Home is taking care of the services. So
again, if you go out on your front porch at 1 o'clock, you will be able to see this flyover in Marion.
Sometime around then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just go out at 1. If the funeral's at 1, I would think that it will be in
probably
that area.
Probably at that area.
Between 1 and 1:30.
Yeah.
And if you're in your place of business and you hear something outside, that's probably what it is. You know, when something flies over, they go nuts.
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, we live right in the, my wife and I live right in the landing channel, I guess you'd call it, for all the helicopters that land over at the hospital, and some of them come real low, and it's kind of scary when they fly over you real low.
And we will see this very soon as spring comes in, when they start doing is it to get rid of the mosquitoes?
Yeah.
They fly low with that.
Oh, they sure do.
And everybody thinks that the end of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, they're dropping bombs or something.
Yeah. Is it the mosquitoes or is it the corn borer or something? Oh, anyway.
It's something. Yeah. They do it every year.
Some critter.
And we always forget.
Yeah.
We always forget that it's going to happen, and it happens.
What was that?
What was that? What's going on?
We're being strafed.
What's going to happen? What's going on here?
Yeah.
740-383-9944, and we certainly send our condolences to the family of the late 101-year-old World War II veteran, Don Quigley, who will be laid
Flying Tigers
to rest today.
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock in the new portion of the Marion Cemetery. And there will be a flyover. All right, Marion's favorite donut, 740-383-9944. We don't have the answer yet. Are we going to get it today? You can't Google this. See,
no,
they're Googlers. It won't help them.
No.
You actually have to guess it.
There's a they don't cover what happens in Marion on Google.
No, and there is an answer that I have here.
How did you get the answer?
Well, because I have been to Starbucks when people have tried to order this. I have been to Tim Hortons when people have tried to order this. I've been to Dunkin' when people have tried to order this. And when we were at Dunkin' on their opening day, this is the only donut they ran out of.
So it's kind of, you don't know for certain that it's the Marion's favorite. You're surmising it from anecdotal information.
Well, I don't know if it's an anecdote because I was there.
It's still anecdotal.
No, I think because of first-hand knowledge, this is what I have surmised.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pronounced by Scott Spears, so therefore it is
it
true.
It is to be. 740-383-9944. What's Marion's favorite donut? Think about it. Now we know what Glenn's is. It's the crawler.
And crawler.
Well, you say tomato, I say tomato.
That's right.
And mine is the glazed.
Oh, really? Yeah, I like glazed a lot myself.
Yes. That must mean Dr. Feynman's listening.
No, it means that somebody wants to sell me a mortgage.
A mortgage.
I'm turning them off.
I wonder what the good doctor's favorite donut is. You start the show with that today.
I will ask him, yeah. And he's probably listening by now. He usually listens to the
I could do like
half.
A Karnak here. Let's see. Dr. Feynman's favorite donut is the...
Glazed. I think it's going to be the glazed.
I think he probably likes... Oh, what does he like? What kind of guy is he?
He's a nice guy. He's my age.
I bet he likes the fruit filled.
Oh, yeah.
Filled. Now, what kind of fruit would he like?
Raspberry, of course.
Well, I don't know. Lemon's good. Oof. Lemon's my second favorite.
I'd rather.
I'm going to go with lemon filled.
Okay. All right.
Lemon filled.
We'll find out.
But a lot of people like those Long Johns.
That means you're going to have to listen all the way to work. So you can hear the answer.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, I don't know if this is Marion's favorite, but having spent about 30,000 hours in a cruiser as an auxiliary officer, my favorite was maple.
Oh, maple. You know, maple donuts are good. It's not Marion's favorite, but is that the favorite of the police officers?
Well, it certainly was the bunch that I ran around with.
Now, do you understand why we call those things maple rolls and cinnamon rolls? They're not rolls.
No, not really, no. I don't get that. I guess I'm not a donut aficionado.
No, I can't believe that somebody has not guessed this, because this was Dunkin's most popular donut.
That's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, well, it doesn't surprise me. Maybe there's not enough donut eaters out there. I don't know.
Now, what do you have with your donuts?
What's that?
I say, what do you have with your donuts? What break?
Always a cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hey, while I got you on here, and that was one of the reasons why I really wanted to call, is not the donut. But, and Glenn will appreciate this.
Okay.
My beloved Ohio University Bobcats are in the big dance.
Yes, they are. They're in the big dance.
For quite a few years. And yeah, I'm so excited.
Jeff Bowles, the coach, was one of my favorite players when I was there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I tell you, it's been, we haven't won the MAC for quite a while, so
nope.
I was pretty excited when that happened and to get the, position in the big dance. Hopefully we make it a couple of rounds in. You never know.
Yeah. I was with them when they made it one round. We got beat by Indiana, I think it was. I don't remember.
Well, I looked it up yesterday. I can't remember the team we're playing. It's somebody that's got a comparable record. So
yeah.
We probably got a 50-50 chance
cool.
of advancing to the next round.
So. I love it. Hey, I'm going to get a shameless plug in here. You're going to be on my show tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue talking about presidential inaugural stuff. So
right. We've got a half a dozen or so presidents to finish up, I think. I have to go back and look where we left off.
And the ones that you have left, you probably have more information, because the more up-to-date presidents had bigger inaugural stuff, didn't they?
They did have. Yeah, you're right.
Didn't Reagan have to move his inside because of weather?
One of them. I can't remember whether it's the first or the second, but yeah, you're right.
Don't give away our show. Come on.
Big crowds going in modern times. Had to throw my knowledge in there.
That's kind of like a teaser, you know.
That's right. So, find out why Reagan had to go inside.
So listen to Fred and me tomorrow starting at 10:15, all right?
And root for the Bobcats on Saturday.
Absolutely. We love our Bobcats.
We sure do. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Fred.
Okay, bye-bye, Fred.
All right. 740-383-9944. What's Marion's favorite donut? Yeah, the big NCAA starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Day after St. Patty's Day.
That guy is a smart guy. First of all, he was from down in that area, in the Logan area, and he was a Bobcat, so he has to be a smart guy.
Is that what does it?
Well, that and the boot and the beer.
And the beer will get in there. Do you think people will be drinking the green beer tonight?
Oh, of course. Have you ever...
There's no change in the taste. It's just
food
coloring.
It's food coloring. Quite often it's a little flat because they put the food coloring in. I don't like it.
I don't know what significance that has to St. Patrick's Day.
Well, St. Patty's Day has been traditionally green, even though I think St. Patrick was partial to orange, I believe. And orange would be a Protestant.
Well, I looked it up this morning. St. Patrick's story has nothing to do with what we celebrate.
Yeah.
St. Patrick, he was a slave. He was enslaved.
Right.
In Ireland, and he returned with like 450, I think it was 452 people to convert the Irish to Christianity. Now, what does that have to do with green beer and shamrocks and leprechauns?
Everybody likes beer, so.
Yeah, but
I had a beer in his honor last night. I have one
St. Patrick's?
Yeah, I have one beer a week, and that's what I had.
But like St. Valentine, that is the patron saint of love, so I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But what does St. Patrick have to do with shamrocks and beer and this sort of thing?
Did you know St. The Valentine Cupid, his girlfriend turned him blind. What a nice lady.
But at least that story fits.
Yeah, it does.
But St. Patrick's story has no significance to what we do this day.
I think Irish people just like to drink, and they said, we need a
drink. Oh, see, that's a bad stereotype.
Well, I'm Irish. I have Irish in my family.
Irish people just like to drink. You know, they used to say, if you shake anybody's family tree, an Irish woman will fall out.
Is that right?
I've heard that. There's one in there somewhere. 740-383-9944. What's Marion's favorite donut? We're going to break. We have to. We must. 60 seconds. We'll be back. Give us a call.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, Scott and Glenn, for another 30 minutes. Progressive Life.
Talking about babies.
That's been during the break. 12 to 1 today, Progressive Life with Dr. Feynman and Glenn. That'll be interesting. And then we've got Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7, here on this station.
Oh,
and here comes, maybe this is the correct donut answer, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, Chip. How you doing?
He probably knows.
Chip, what's your favorite donut?
Your cream donut.
Cream's donut.
Oh, yeah.
Cream donuts are a big favorite. So what have you been up to, Chip?
Not there.
You working?
Later today.
Later today. So you'll be out at Kroger South later on tonight.
Yeah. I may watch the Rat Baker on YouTube a lot.
Oh, you're watching Ox on YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Now, you've been wearing your mask and doing all that, Chip?
Yeah.
Now, you got your vaccine, didn't you?
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
So, did you have any problems after it?
The second one made me sick.
The second one made you a little under the weather?
Bad.
Yeah.
But you feel better now?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good to hear, Chip. Well, it's always good to hear you. You're still listening a lot?
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it. Chip, you
still have Santa Claus show next year?
Yes, I think Santa Claus will be with us next year, Christmas time. There'll be hopefully the pandemic will ease up by that point.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to do some things we didn't do last year.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks, Chip.
You tell Santa to get me that bagel sub next year?
I will. As soon as I see Santa Claus, I will pass it along.
Okay.
Thank you, Chip.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Chip.
Chip does a great job out there at Kroger South.
Mm-hmm.
And he was close. You know, it's not cream-filled, but he's in the right neighborhood.
Oh, really?
Well, sure.
Okay.
Chip would know. 740-383-9944. Marion's favorite donut.
Do you think policemen really do eat donuts all the time while they're
You know where I think that came from? Where? I think because donut shops were open late.
Oh, yeah,
and
sure.
And cops work nights.
Yeah, and they have to sit in their car and do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd probably go in and get a donut. You wouldn't go in and get supper.
No.
Or
because that'd make a mess in the car.
Yeah, or lunch or breakfast.
Yeah.
So you probably got a donut.
Okay. I have nothing wrong with the cop eating a donut while he's waiting for bad guys to do stuff.
No, it'd get your blood sugar up, too. Plus,
yeah.
I think they drink a lot of coffee to stay awake, so donuts gotta go with coffee.
Yeah, they certainly do.
But I would not have donuts, and I don't like coffee.
I like 2 cups of coffee a day, and I never have it after noon. So I used to drink 8 a day when I was in the Army, and I'd have to go home at lunchtime and lay down because I was so buzzed.
Now, was this, you had to drink 8 a day?
No, it just was one of those things. It was there, so I drank
it. So you did it?
Yeah.
Black?
No, I added a little sugar. But I also smoked back then, too, so...
Getting in all the good habits.
Oh, I was great, and I did a few other things I can't talk about too.
No, this is a good point though. I cannot believe we are 26 minutes away from the top of the hour, and for 4 hours we've been trying to figure out Marion's favorite donut, and we've
and
had
Chip
a ton
got
of,
as close as anybody.
Chip is as close as anybody. But we've had cream filled, we've had jelly filled, we've had lemon filled, raspberry filled, Long Johns, glazed. Crullers. Whatever.
What is a Long John? I thought that was
one of those long donuts.
I thought they were red underwear.
No, those are thermal.
Okay.
Aren't those thermal?
I always call them Long Johns. So.
They have to be red?
If you're watching cartoon television.
Well, I've heard people with the white and the black.
Have you noticed how many underwear ads are on TV now? It makes me not like watching TV commercials.
Really? I don't pay attention to that.
Well, nobody wants to see a person in their underwear. Well, maybe there are a few that you don't mind, but the ones they've been showing lately look like me, and I don't want to look at me.
Well, maybe that's what they figured.
I guess so.
Is that people want to see normalcy.
Yeah, I guess. And there are a lot of commercials for the underwear that help you if you have a little accident.
Oh, good. Hey, well, those, you know, I heard there was, those were running short in Marion.
Really?
Well, you know, I don't know why.
Excuse me for the laugh.
Yeah. Well, that's something you don't want to run short on.
No, you don't.
When that truck doesn't show up, there's a lot of problems going to happen.
That's right.
That's not like the banana truck.
Are the grocery stores still having problems with the toilet paper? I think they probably cured that.
Yeah, I think that was a short period of time thing. I don't think it ever ballooned back up to where it was in the beginning. Still don't understand it.
Yeah. Well, and I know it was very hard to get disinfectant, too.
Yeah, but but that was understandable.
Yeah,
but toilet paper, who cares? Go ahead, caller.
Oh, okay, now, if you want to be historically correct, they're called union suits.
Union suits. Yeah,
right. And
I've heard that.
They were developed for the soldiers during the Civil War to keep them warm under their wool uniforms.
I hope they didn't wear them during the summer, because wool uniforms and union suits.
A lot of guys did. A lot of guys did wear them. Of course, then after the war, you know, they were pretty popular with prospectors and people like that worked outside.
Can you imagine the smell of those people?
Oh, well.
Let's pass on that.
Yeah, well, the Victorians didn't wash their clothes very often, so
yikes.
They were pretty sweaty.
Yeah.
And you were right. At least in my particular case, because I was a volunteer and worked mostly the midnight shift, we stopped at places like Dunkin' and places like that because it was the only place open where we could run in and get a quick cup of coffee and a quick donut in the middle of our shift.
And there we go.
And we lost our White Castle, so you couldn't go to that.
Yeah, well, and they were easy to get in and out of.
Yeah.
So if we had a call, we could hop in the car and away we went. You know?
Right.
So, but I think I don't know where it began, but it's not really true. I don't think most police officers or deputies eat that many donuts, but it was a good place to stop and have a quick break.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, thank you.
Thanks, Fred. Talk to you tomorrow.
I've always thought that that was probably the case.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
But 22 minutes left. What is Marion's favorite donut? You know, there are 1,000 donuts out there.
And there we've never. Are?
Well, probably.
Oh, I thought you were.
Have you ever went into a Dunkin' or a Tim Hortons or no. a Starbucks?
Well, I've.
They're just packed.
Yeah, I don't look at donuts. Like I said earlier, I'm not much of a sweets eater anyway.
Donuts just, they're okay, but they're not something. I mean, I remember over the holiday last year, I went to the store, and I knew that I was going to be cooking. It was probably Thanksgiving, cooking at my house. So I bought some donuts because I thought, well, that'll be easy to eat while I'm getting everything ready in the morning. And I bought a box of them, and I never touched them. Well, it's time to throw them out.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you buy a whole box, though? Were you going to eat that whole box in a day?
Well, because, see, and I say this to people all the time. Okay, you think, well, what am I going to buy? One donut?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, because what if it's good and you want another one? Then well, you don't true. Have it. The store's closed and they're gone.
And you have to have it if that's what
well,
you
I
want.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying you might want two. Who eats one donut?
I do.
No, that's not true.
I would feel so guilty if I ate a second donut that I would have to go home and say something.
So if we had a plate of donuts here one morning, you would eat one donut.
Yep.
That's what you said about the bratwurst. Remember the day we did the bratwurst?
Yeah,
donut?
I loved it.
And you ate many.
I ate two.
Oh, no, because there were three involved in the challenge.
Oh, yeah, I ate all three.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. And finished them.
Yeah. I loved them.
It wasn't even a bite.
And I had to go on a diet after that.
Now, do people remember that we had the great... This was about this time last year, maybe not too long after.
Yeah,
we had the great, because there was a big debate going on that one of our listeners got involved with, that does soaking your bratwurst in beer change the taste of it?
And I believed it did, didn't I? I think
yeah,
it did.
But you see... I still say that's a little faulty, because wasn't it wine?
I don't know.
One was plain, one was beer, and one was wine.
It could, yes, because one of them was all red,
right?
Kind of red, yeah.
Kind of red. So there was no shock in what had been done to that one. We knew that was not the plain one.
And I loved all of them.
Well, I have never noticed that there has been, like, beer flavor. Now, Carly over in Bucyrus, she said to me at the Bratwurst Festival many times, drink the beer, eat the bratwurst.
I agree with her.
Because it doesn't do anything to it.
I'd rather drink the beer. But I did detect a slight difference. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Carly on this.
There's sugar in beer, and maybe that makes it a little sweeter.
Well, one of the problems I have is people eat a bratwurst like a hot dog, and that's not really how it was intended. Bratwurst is intended with sauerkraut and Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, I love it with sauerkraut.
You know, you really pile it up. Yeah. But people eat it like a hot dog. They just put the bratwurst on the bun and put some ketchup on it, and that's a different thing.
Chicago bratwurst is fantastic because it has everything on it.
So what do they put on it?
Besides the
sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut, ketchup, and I don't think there's ketchup. Mustard, onions, relish. There's all sorts of stuff on it. You better be wearing a bib when you start to eat it because it'll get all over you.
So is that a bratwurst to go? I still say it's called bratwurst.
Well, bratwurst is what Siri told us it was. So.
I thought she said brat.
No, she said brat.
But isn't brat B-R-A-T?
Well, yes, if it's pulled aside.
Yeah, but how do you get brat? Wouldn't there be a U?
Because you're being a proper person.
Well, right. I think it is bratwurst.
I was going to play it for you, but I'm not going to do it again.
Get the bratwurst. Get the donut.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, one of these people made me one morning apple butter donuts.
Yeah.
Those were good.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
That did sound kind of good. I like apple butter.
I think they have a product there that is sellable.
Yeah, you were going to put your name on it, weren't
you? Well, I was going to, and I don't know what became of that. But they were good. What's Marion's favorite donut, folks?
Butter donut.
We're getting close to the 15-minute mark. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Marion's favorite D-O-U-G-H nut.
Is that the... It's not D-O-N-U-T?
Well, people spell it that way, I think that's wrong.
I think you're right. I think it's wrong.
Because it's a root word. Dough.
Dough, yes. Dough. As in the squishy flour-made stuff.
I think donut, D-O-N-U-T, is probably like...
It's kind of been...
It's like McNugget.
Chopped off.
You know, it's a word a company came up with for people who couldn't spell.
It was a lot easier to put... A D-O-N-U-T on then spelled on your menu then spell it all out.
Well, when it was...
Jeez, Glenn.
You had these microphones, Glenn, today.
Fortunately, that one was not on.
No.
But I've ruined it.
But Dunkin' Donuts, didn't Dunkin' and Donut have the same number of letters?
Five and five, yeah.
Ah, see, I think... But Donut, D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T, would not have worked.
Well... My name is also 5, 5, and 5. Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
Glenn David
Colbert. Now, did your parents come up with that?
No, I don't think. Well, they came up with my name.
They didn't pre-think it.
I was named after a gentleman from Cincinnati.
With two N's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes it's one N.
Yes, sometimes it is.
Sometimes it's one
N. I think if you're talking about the little valley while you're going through a prairie, I think that's called a glen with one N.
Well, we're going to break in 10 seconds.
Okay.
And we still want to know Marion's favorite donut with 15 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist. But actually, one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Only if you knew what conversation went on in the breaks here.
Swiss cheese, is it made in Switzerland or not?
That's right. One of those questions that will ponder the mind forever. The Swiss Alps. I can see people up there with Swiss alpine horns and
Yeah,
why not?
Well, we're not going to tell the listeners why we got
making Swiss cheese. But I guess they've worn out on the donut question. What is Marion's favorite donut? 740-383-9944.
You're going to have to tell them in 12 minutes.
You know, I was trying to think last year. There was something at the root beer stand that they were selling that was a real odd item. But it went over big. And it had to do with donuts, I thought.
No, it was chocolate covered pickles. Jeez, that sounds. You know, I hate
chili
pickles.
In a cinnamon roll.
Yeah, there you go.
Chili dumped over a cinnamon roll.
Well, how about filling a roll with chili? So you bite into it and you get that's
you know I think
horrible.
It was a donut burger.
Donut burger. Oh,
I believe it was, and then I think they ran out of donuts.
You know, I've had. What is it called? A pizza burger. Have you ever had a pizza burger?
I made pizza burgers the other night.
Oh, they're good.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Not good for you because they have too much salt.
But if you leave the bun off and you eat it like a steak.
But if you put pepperoni on it, you're putting a lot of salt in there.
Well, you should only put three.
Okay.
Three pepperonis.
Yeah, that's the way I've seen it.
One donut. One donut, three pepperonis.
one donut.
You know what? I got a picture here. I made pizza burgers. Boy, that is a weird thing to bring up, because somebody took a picture of them because they had never had them.
Oh, and yes. They're delicious.
And I made them the other night.
They really are good.
Let's see here. Where's
probably not
here
yours.
It is.
Oh, yeah, that looks exactly like the
That's
ones.
That's what I made.
Did you? Are those yours, or did you pull
no,
that
No, I made those.
Okay, you made them, but is that a picture of
yes,
yours?
Yes, that is a plate from my house where
is
I made
really?
Those. Yes.
How come it's got a label across the
because
top?
Because the person who tagged me in it and took the picture put a label
I
on it.
I think you're lying.
Why? Because these can't come from my house?
They look way too professional.
You did not know I had a talent for this, Glenn.
Well, I want one.
Why do you think everybody comes over on the Memorial Day and the 4th of July?
That's a
and the
darn
Labor
good
Day?
Question.
Because they get stuff like that. You know, presentation is important.
Yes, it is. And that really looks good. It made my mouth water. And you know what? I have to go to the grocery store after my show, so I won't eat until 2:30. So.
And what will you eat? Marianne's favorite donut?
I eat the best sandwich in the world. I decided I was going to cut back on my bread so that I can lose a little weight. And so I have a peanut butter and lettuce sandwich, and the lettuce is the top half so that I don't get my fingers covered with peanut butter. That's what I have.
You know what? I want to get this in because we only have 10 minutes. Because this has to do with the show coming up next. By the way, Progressive Life will be on next with Glenn and Dr. Feynman from 12 to 1. And then we've got Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5. And then we've got Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7. And by the way, the Pastor Spot repeats 3 to 4 today, Exchange Club, 2 to 3, Best of Charlie Evers, 1 to 2, and then the Best of Charlie again will be on tonight from 7 to 8. So, stay tuned for all those programs. Now, the point is that what I came to the other night, and this has nothing to do, so don't label this with the last presidency or anything like that, but what I came to the conclusion of, with all this stuff going on with Andrew Cuomo and Ted Cruz and Jim Jordan and all this stuff, what I have figured is I think it's not what one person ever did. Now, can one person calling names and saying nasty stuff, can that have an impact? Sure, it can. But the problem is we keep it going by now we have become very coarse. We have become to the point where we say, that's awful, that's a disgrace, that's terrible. Well, this is still going on and on and on and on, and I don't understand it.
Speak for yourself. I don't use those terms.
But you've heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, why? I mean, like, the people who dislike Cuomo are all over him. The people who dislike Ted Cruz are all over him. The people who dislike Nancy Pelosi are all over her. The people who dislike Mitch McConnell are all over him. And it's always it's not opinions about their jobs. Or they'll critique their job, but they'll take an adjective that should not be in there about somebody's job. You know, if I don't like the guy who makes the donuts at Dunkin', I don't say you're a disgrace. I say you're a bad baker. You know, and I can say you're a bad politician. You're a bad policymaker. You're not a disgrace. But you see, I think we've become more coarse as a society, and we're much more into calling names.
Well, because I think we're getting ignorant, and therefore by losing our educational quality, we are starting to use things like
But people dislike our governor, Mike DeWine, because of what he's done. Small business people do not like him. What's wrong with saying, I don't like the policies you've created? Now, that's fair.
Because people are ignorant. They don't know what policies he created, but they heard from a friend that he's a disgrace.
But he's not a disgrace.
They're going to say he is.
You know, what makes you a disgrace? I can't even fathom it. It's not going on a vacation. It's not making the wrong, or maybe the wrong for you, political decision. It's not that. That's what they're there to do. You know, like it or not, they do come up for vote every 2, 4, and 6 years, depending on what position you're in. They come up for it. If their constituents like what they're doing, they'll send them back, and that's the way it goes. I don't understand when somebody casts a vote. You know what? You're bound not to like what people do. you can't like what everybody does all the time.
No.
So why does it have to? Why can't I just say I don't like you as a politician? I wouldn't like you to be my governor. But why does it have to be? You're a disgrace. You're awful. What a jerk. You know, how do I know?
Because we don't have the vocabulary we used to have. Now, I would think that if you show yourself naked on television, you would be considered a disgrace. But
yeah, now see, those are things that are now see, but we've used them so much for terms that don't need to be used. It doesn't mean anything more. You're a disgrace. Okay, pass the coffee. You know, that's what it becomes.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. You're right.
I don't understand it.
Well, I don't think it's ours to understand. It's just the way the American public has lost their ability to use their lexicon.
But you know what? I even think on the local level, it's turning into that. I'm seeing these press releases come out from political parties.
Worse at the local level, I think.
What has happened? I can't even.
Well, right now, the turmoil is immense here in town.
Yeah. More, I have never seen. I can only say political party divide because a lot of these statements are coming from the political party chair people, mm-hmm. written on political party letterhead. And I'm looking at this stuff and I'm thinking, I have never seen a political divide solely based on party in this town in at least 20 years.
You mean as divided as we are now?
Yeah, it's all based in party. You know, I've read some of these press releases. Yesterday, as I said this morning, the Republican Party in Marion, in a letter signed by their chairman, Bob Schultz, and this is not talking out of school, it's in the newspaper today, called for the resignation of the city law director, Mark Russell. It's in the paper today. And, I'm not saying he shouldn't resign or should. That's his decision. They want him out of there. That's their decision. But the language that is used by both of these groups, and the clearly it's a political thing. You can see that. And again, I'm not saying Mark Russell didn't do something wrong or did. I don't know. I'm not on the inside of that. But the anger that seems to come out of this is just unbelievable.
Yeah, and I don't understand why we are so angry at each other. I find it hard to get angry at people, and even if they call me names or something like that, because it's just a waste of my time. Why do we get angry at people? It's a waste of your time to get angry back. That's all I can say.
Well, I don't know. See, now, if somebody in your own party calls for your resignation, now that I look at that.
Yeah, I think you probably should because somebody's that agrees with you thinks you made a mistake.
Right. Yeah. But see, when another party does it, I hate to say, I always think, now, wait a second. Now, why are you doing that?
But don't always think that that's true, by the way, because there are people in your own party that are just as jealous and petty of you as there are in the opposite party. So sometimes
it's always your decision to resign.
Yeah, and you should always, if you're going to call somebody a bad thing, you should think first. Don't just spout off the top of your head. And we get a lot of spouting off right now.
You know, as much as we might not like it. If the person is not removed from that position for whatever reason, you can call for their resignation all you want. It's their decision.
Yeah, and if you stop and think about it, 20 years ago, somebody was calling for somebody's resignation who didn't resign, and it didn't change the world an iota.
I don't know that any of these things ever do.
That's what I mean.
Exactly. I mean, you just move on to the next day, and now, what else is new?
Now, if there's corruption, somebody's taking money to get something done, you know, that's one thing. But if you just don't like their attitude or you don't like their policy, say you don't like their policy or their attitude.
In this particular case, because it is very specific that the Republicans have called for Mark Russell to resign, they base it in the charges that he... I'm trying to see how this really all went down, but the charges that were levied against the auditor and a member of the Republican Party on Election Day 2019, and those charges were dismissed by a judge. So I think that's where this comes from, as near as I can tell.
Well, I try not to get too, even though I was a politician for a while, I try not to get too involved in that political name calling because it doesn't do anybody any good.
No, and I'm not sure in this particular case, will charges be filed? I don't know. I don't know who could, I don't know. Isn't the law director's job to file charges against people or bring or ask for investigations? I guess you have to figure out, are they politically motivated?
Yeah, I would think the latter is true. They can ask for the investigations. I don't think it's their job to make the investigation happen. It might be. I don't know.
Well, when they request it, see, okay, then do you blame the person who does the investigation? Where does that come?
Well, if you're asking the FBI to investigate something, which has been happening quite a bit lately, and they don't, it kind of depends on the power you have over them. If you have a lot of power and you can do away with their job, now that's one way. But if you ask them to do something and you don't have any power over them, you should have good reason why it should be done.
I just wish, you know, that we would take these words out of our vocabulary, even for just a day, and see if we could do it.
Disgusting?
Disgusting, disgrace, any adjective that doesn't have to do...
Embarrassing?
Embarrassment. But I mean, can you say when you're talking politics, and for some reason this is our new sport here in America, politics.
Yeah, it is.
Why can't we just say, you know, the job they're doing stinks. I'm okay with that.
Well, it's basically saying it's a disgrace if you say it stinks.
But no, see, to me, I think there are different meanings when you say, Ted Cruz, the job you're doing stinks, and Ted Cruz, you're a disgrace.
Well, stinks really doesn't say anything. It stinks means it smells funny. There's an odor that comes off of it, and there is no odor that comes off of a policy.
Bad. How about bad?
Okay.
The job, you're doing a bad job.
I'll go along with
okay.
that.
Okay. You're doing, Ted Cruz, you're doing a bad job does not mean the same thing as Ted Cruz, you're a disgrace means.
No.
You're talking about the man when you say you're a disgrace. You're not even putting the job in there.
No, you're right.
You know? And how can your job be a disgrace? The job you're doing is disgraceful. Well, really?
Well, if you were the, the head chopper offer.
Yeah, maybe if you were that.
That would be disgraceful.
But you, some congressman from Texas, no. Even our congressman here, you know, a lot of people love him, a lot of people hate him. They have very strong feelings about him. He's been on my show. I don't know that anybody should ever say that he's a disgrace. We'd say, I disagree with everything you do. But I don't know that he's a disgrace.
Yeah, you can call him a fool, an idiot, but a disgrace?
Right. Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, because, again, isn't that, shouldn't we be more specific in our criticism?
And actually, a fool, you should say he's foolish. You wouldn't say you're a fool.
Man, I have talked to the man. Yeah. I have talked to the man. He's not a fool.
No.
He's not a fool.
I'm just using that.
Right, but he's, you know, I think sometimes we get into that, though, because I think we're trying to be pejorative with our terms.
Yeah.
Because you made a decision, I don't like, you're a fool.
Yeah.
You're not a fool, but
you
made a decision.
You may be foolish by if you jump in Jell-O in the middle of a...
Yeah, he's not that.
Yeah.
He's not that. Well, like, when you know what, and listen, Jim Jordan got angry at me on the phone. I never held it against, I really never have.
So I've done something that Jim Jordan did.
That's right. All the same. He got angry at me. But the truth is, I would, like when people, this really bothers me, and I'll say this because it's not a political thing. I am so tired of people criticizing him for shirt sleeves. I mean, get a life.
Who cares?
I mean, they do that, though.
Yeah,
these, and I hate to say it, but it's the Democratic side who will do it.
Oh, yeah.
They criticize him for not wearing a sports coat.
Right.
Now, come on.
I don't care.
Larry King didn't wear a sports coat either. Was he a disgrace?
It's like criticizing Obama for wearing a brown suit.
Nancy Pelosi's hair and all.
Yeah.
I don't care about any of that.
Yeah.
You know, just come on. Let's, you know. But Larry King got criticized when he went into the White House, and his thing was his suspenders. Come on.
Yeah, who cares?
Let's get real. All right. We don't know Marion's favorite donut. Maybe we'll find out tomorrow. Progressive Life coming up in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a dip. So we'll have you listen.